靠拢，却是不能。他们没有说，哦，你这样说，我们马上做。
In verse 13, we see that they still tried with their strength of their mind to find another solution. They didn't say, okay, let's do that.
所以神所造的人，其实很多人都有良知良能了。
So man as created by God has a good conscience, has a good intent.
不到最后一步，也不愿意做伤天害理的事情。
Even in dire circumstances, they are not do things that offend the heavens or their fellow man.
你看，一般的世人也知道啊，罪啊，那个困难跟罪有关系。
The people in this world also realize that there is a correlation between difficulty and sin.
所以他们第七节说，我们来自谦看这灾难临到我们是因谁的缘故。所以大家也知道有一个因，有一个果，他们有这个因跟果的观念。
But what they say in verse 7, we actually realize that they know this concept of cause and consequence.
有时候世上的人比我们更虔诚啊。
Sometimes people in the world are more devout than we are.
虽然他们不认识这位真神。
Even though they do not know the one true God.
请问你什么时候会许愿？
Let me ask you, when do you make vows?
请读一章的十六节。
Let us read chapter 1, verse 16.
那些人便大大敬畏神，向神献祭，并且许愿。
Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice to the Lord and took vows.
他们是平安的祈愿呢。
They make vows in the time of peace.
我们一般弟兄姐妹都嘛，哎呀，主耶稣啊，我有困难，我找不到工作。如果你给我工作哈，我第一个月的薪水通通奉献给你。
What do we do as brothers and sisters if we are jobless? We pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, if you give me a job, I offer you my entire first month's salary as offering.
这是因为我们有困难，所以我们许愿呐。
Because we have difficulty, we make vows before the Lord.
可是你看这船上的人，他们是得了平安之后，他们又才许愿呢。
But notice how the people in the world reacted after they obtained peace. Then they offered their vows to God.
所以，我的意思说，其实你看，一般的世上的人，有的真的比我们更虔诚了。
What I mean is that if you look unto the people in this world, some of them are more devout, more zealous than we are.
所以我们要懂得啊，我们要珍惜，我们要啊传福音，珍惜他们这样的一种心呢，传福音给他们。
Therefore, we need to appreciate such heart and see how needful of the gospel they
are. 那因为约拿的缘故，大家都受患难。
Because of the sake of Jonah, everyone was entangled in this situation.
啊，所以啊，后来他们就不得已了，就把约拿献上了。
Having no other choice, they offered up Jonah.
我们知道耶稣没有罪，为我们献上。
We know that Jesus was sinless and he sacrificed himself for us.
啊，约拿是因为自己的罪被众人献上。
Jonah was sacrificed because of his own sin.
啊，如果因为自己的罪被献上，尚且可以带来啊风平浪静。
If the sacrifice of a sinner can bring the calm to the tempest,
那一个无罪的耶稣被献上，岂不能啊带来更多的平安吗？
Then how much more peace and bliss can the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, a sinless man, bring to us?
啊，所以我们发觉到圣经有个道理，就是啊，一个人献祭啊可以得平安，献上就可以得平安。
But the Bible tells us that through our sacrifices, peace can be brought to us.
无论是约拿、耶稣，都是这样的一个道理。有人啊献上啊就可以得平安。
Jonas's case, Jesus's case, all talk the same message. If someone is offered up, there will be peace.
那神让亚伯拉罕把独生子献上。
God allowed Abraham to offer his one and only son.
但是这个是个很挣扎的过程，谁做得到呢？
And this is a process. Who would struggle? Who can do such a thing?
但是他听神的话。
But he obeyed.
一旦献上。
Once he sacrificed.
虽然没有死，孩子没有死，好像从死里复活一样。
Although Isaac did not die, it was as if he resurrected.
但是神怎么说的？
But what did God say?
论福，我必赐大福给你。
In regards to blessing, you shall be greatly blessed.
我知道你现在是敬畏神的。
For I know now that you fear God.
因为献上得到神的大平安大福气。
Because of our sacrifices, the Lord's abundant grace and peace are unto us.
其实献上就是把你的事情献上，就是把你的事情统完全交上去给神，交托给神。
Is to offer up to present to God all that we are, all that we have.
有个弟兄，他有孩子，这个闹割腕自杀。
There was a brother whose son tried to commit suicide.
他心里想，这个孩子从小在宗教教育长大。
Tried to slash his wrist, and the father thought, my son grew up in the RE system in our church.
怎么会有这种事情呢
？How can this be?
他不是常常聚会吗
？Doesn't he come to church all the time?
他不是常常参加啊这个青年班的聚会吗
？Doesn't he always join the youth class?
那个父亲啊，哭了两个月，问神为什么
？This father crying before God for 2 months, wanting to find an answer as to why.
难道他是一个那么不好的爸爸吗
？He thought, am I such a bad father? father.
当然做爸爸都是要学习的。
Of course, as fathers, we are in constant learning.
有时候我们要给孩子空间。
We need to leave some room to our children.
有时候 give and take, 有时候是不容易的，要神来的一个智慧。
This give and take process is not easy, it requires wisdom from God.
后来他在祷告当中有一个领悟，他要把孩子献上。
Later on, he had a thought in prayer, he needed to offer his son and sacrifice.
这个献上不是说他将来要当传道。
And the sacrifice doesn't mean that the son will become a preacher.
这个献上是完完全全的把他摆在神面前，完完全全的交托。
But rather, it means that he would offer his son up to God and trust the son to God fully.
他化解到他可以睡得着觉了。
And now he realized that he could sleep.
他化解到他心中平安了。
He discovered that peace returned to his heart.
他化解到他不能只用自己的方法，他一定要就是完完全全的请神来带领。
He discovered that he could not only go by his own means, but rather trust in the full guidance of God.
所以那个爸爸一献上就没有眼泪了。
Therefore, after the father sacrificed the son in this manner, there were no more tears.
他心中有平安。
But rather, there was peace in his heart.
有个姐妹她睡不着觉。
There was a sister who could not sleep.
就是年纪大了这个很奇怪，就是坐着就一直睡，躺着就睡不着。
She was an elderly sister. She would lie down and sort of fall asleep, but not really fall asleep.
但是那个不晓得怎么办，后来变成有 insomnia 的问题。
She didn't know what to do, and later she found out that she had insomnia.
后来她听一个医生说。
She then said that the doctor said.
有癌症死的，有车祸死的，没有听说失眠会死的。
People die from car accidents, people die from cancer, but no one dies from insomnia.
她心里想啊，主耶稣不会让我死了。
And then she realized, oh, the Lord would not let me die in this.
交托给神呐，不睡就不睡，不然怎么样？
Give it unto God and trust to God. If I don't sleep, so what?
反正不会死就好了啦。
If I don't die, what is there to fear?
就放开了，不会为睡不着觉担心了。很多人睡不着觉是因为担心睡不着觉。
So she opened up her mind, let it go. Many people worry because they can't sleep just because of that in itself.
但她完全献上了，那就反正日子她的心就安下来了。
But she offered it up to God and regained peace in her heart.
所以我们要学习献上。
Therefore, we need to learn to offer.
我们这个肉身我们把它钉在十字架上面。
Let us crucify the
肉身的情欲了。
The fleshly desires on the cross.
你把这个肉体的情欲献上，就是把它钉在十字架上。
Let us offer up our fleshly desires. Let us crucify them.
你会接到你生命当中就有平安。
And we will realize there is peace in our lives.
我们再来谈这一条大鱼。
Let us talk about now about the great fish.
我们谈完鸽子了
This is the end for the dove.
这个大鱼呀，这也是神所创造的。
The great fish is God's creation.
我们来看创世纪的一章二十一节。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 1 verse 27.
创世纪一章二十一节。
Excuse me, Genesis chapter 1 verse 21.
一章二十一节。
Chapter 1 verse 21.
神就造出大鱼和水中所滋生的各样有生命的活物。这边提到神造出大鱼呀。
This is here that God created sea creatures.
二十二节说神就祝福这一切。
And verse 22 it says that God blessed them.
我们回来看耶拿书。
Let us return to Jonah.
第一章的十七节。
Chapter 1 verse 17.
一章十七节。
Chapter 1 verse 17.
主安排了一条大鱼吞了约拿。
Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah.
他在鱼腹中三日三夜。
And he was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
神祝福大鱼，创造大鱼，也祝福大鱼，也差遣大鱼。
God created the great fish, blessed the great fish, and sent forth the great fish.
我们说动物是有智慧、有感情，可以沟通。
We say that animals have wisdom for communication and feelings.
我看那个 National Geographic 的一个 video clip.
I once saw a video clip on the National Geographic Channel.
我不晓得没跟他讲过，一只大白鲨遇到一只杀人鲸。
I don't know if I told you about the story about the great white shark and the killer whale.
两只打架，你们猜谁打赢啊
？They both fought to the death. Who do you think won?
我有讲过这个故事吗
？Have I told you this story?
鲸鱼哦，那个杀人鲸啊。
The killer whale won.
那杀人鲸很厉害。
It's quite amazing.
那一到的时候呢，他有一个方法巧劲就把那个大白鲨翻肚子。
It has actually a technique, a strategy. What it did is to flip the great white shark.
然后呢，嘴巴就咬住那个大白鲨的那个耳朵那里啊，它就不动了。
And then the killer whale bit the shark on the ear, and the shark could not move.
那个不是被它杀死的，是被它这样子咬住不动，给它窒息而死啊。
This is
是怎么窒息吗？总之就是用这样的方法让它。最后死掉了，不晓得什么方，就是这样子啊。
And this is not an immediate death, but it's actually a slow and gradual death. It drains the life away.
那个 你们去看一下这个影片，很有意思。
Try to find this video clip.
那个科学家哦，觉得说，哎，怎么这样也会死哈、
哦、？So scientists think, how can this matter bring?
他们就做实验，也把一只鱼把它翻白肚子，翻久了它真的就完蛋了。
So they did an experiment. They turned a shark upside down, and it just died.
那个鲨鱼，那个克拉人杰很有智慧的。
We can see how much wisdom this killer whale has.
那个他们说很奇怪，自从那一只啊大白鲨被克拉人杰杀掉之后呢，突然之间整个岛屿的所有的这个大白鲨通通不见了。
Even funnier is that after this great shark, shark died, all the sharks in the area suddenly disappeared.
他们说，哎，奇怪，难道他们会 communication 吗？会沟通吗？
So they thought, do they communicate among each other?
他们又做了一个实验哦。
So they made an experiment.
说在很远的地方把一只鲨鱼杀掉，然后就把那个骨髓啊、肉啊、血啊抽起来。
So they killed a shark in a far off place and extracted the bones, the marrow, and the blood.
然后又到一个新的地方哦，这个哦，再把那个东西打到水里面去。
They went to a new separate place and pumped these things, these fluids, into the water.
那个地方，那个鲨鱼就这样不见了。
So truly and barely, all the sharks left the area.
我要讲什么？
What do I mean?
那个动物有的智慧我们很难想象。
Sometimes animals have a wisdom that we cannot imagine.
你知道一只小狗可以记。一只小狗可以记1000多个 dog 的名字啊！你们有看过那个实验吗
？Have you seen this experiment where a young puppy can memorize the name of 1,000 dogs？
哎，我看我都记不得，你们的名字我也记不得。
I could not. I can't even remember your names.
那这个，所以我们看到神也可以差遣动物。
So we see that God can send animals to accomplish His mission.
那个诗篇104篇第三节第四节。
Psalm 104 verses 3 and 4。
诗篇104篇第三节第四节。
Psalm 104 verses 3 and 4。
104第三第四。
104 verses
3 and 4。他在水中立阁楼的栋梁，用云彩为车辇。借着风的翅膀而行，第四节。以风为使者，以火为仆役。啊，请读第四节。
Verse 4, who redeemed your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy.
其实风跟火都在神的一个命令下面工作。
Here we are told that the flame of the fire works under God's command.
他借着风的翅膀而行。
And he walks on the wings of the wind.
所以所有受造的东西都在神的一个使用的下面。
All animals are under the predisposition of God.
连这么人有神的形象都懂得用动物了，用牛耕田，用驴驮东西，用马打仗。
Even men in their own image know how to employ the cattle to plow the land and the horses for battle.
请问圣经上神用动物做什么？
Let me ask you, what did God use the animals for in the Bible?
十大灾害，出埃及的十灾，神不晓得用了多少动物来做他的工作。
How about the 10 plagues? I don't know how many animals God used in order to accomplish his mission.
那个耶稣亚说，神啊，差遣防风在我面前把敌人钉了满头包。啊，钉满头包是我说的。神差遣敌人呢、啊，啊，防风啊，在我面前去定敌人呢、啊。
Joshua said that God sent forth insects, locusts to oppress the enemy.
是 bee 是吗？
Bees?
防空啊。
The bees to attack the enemies to set pave a way for them.
有时候神让以色列人打仗就下冰雹，那个冰雹有眼睛，只打敌人不打以色列人，奇怪了。
And when the hail came down in one of the plagues, for some reason it grew eyes and it could distinguish between Israelites and enemies.
那个彼得耶稣跟主耶稣基督没有办法互睡，哎，怎么掉一只鱼，鱼的嘴巴里面就有钱
？Peter and the Lord Jesus Christ did not have anything to pay the tax, so when they fishing, somehow the fish had a coin in its mouth.
啊，所以你看哦，真的动物啊。也是接受神的安排啊。
So we see that animals also follow the plan of God.
那有时候你人跟动物比一比哦。
We compare ourselves to animals sometimes.
人有时候有些地方不如动物。
Sometimes they come above us.
在外在的环境方面。
From a perspective of external
circumstances. 牛都比人的力量大，马都比人跑得快。
Or in terms of external capabilities, horses are faster than men, cattle are stronger than men.
那从内在的品质来看。
In terms of our internal qualities,
神说啊，那个牛认识自己的主人，驴认识主人的槽，我的百姓不认识我。
God says the animals know their whereabouts and the birds know their nest, but my people refuse to know me.
你看哦，约拿在顺境当中啊，不听神的话，跑掉了，
Jonah,
自己还付钱呢。
Do not listen to God's word when in prosperous times, but rather he went away and fled.
那个大鱼啊，在风浪当中还听神的话来找约拿。
But the great fish in the middle of the tempest came to look for Jonah according to God's will.
所以我们就看到有时候鱼啊，真的我们不如这些鱼啊忠心啊、哦。
So we see that our faithfulness is even less than that of the great fish.
那我们就看到这个鱼吞下去哦，它只能吞不能吃哎。
We realize also that the fish was able to swallow but not to eat Jonah.
这个人家我们都是吞吃吞灭，这个可 只能吞不能吃，这个很麻烦呢。
And to be able to swallow but not eat up is quite a chore, actually.
这个只有神才有办法。
Only God can accomplish this.
我们来参考耶利米书的51章34节。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 34.
耶利米书五十一章三十四节。
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 34.
耶利米书五十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 51.
三十四节
Verse 34.
以色列人说巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒吞灭我 吞灭我压碎我使我成为空虚的器皿他像大鱼将我吞下用美物充满他们肚腹又将我赶出去这么提到巴比伦呢对以色列人像一只大鱼把他们吞下去
Here describe Babylon as a great fish devouring the Israelites
我们来看四十四节
Let us see verse 44.
五十一章四十四节
Chapter 51 verse 44.
我必刑罚巴比伦的比勒，比勒就是巴埃尔，就是巴勒，使他吐出所吞的，万民必不再归留他那里，巴比伦的城墙也必坍倒了，坍塌了，请读。
44. I will punish Bel, that is Baal, in Babylon. I will bring out of its mouth what he has swallowed, and the nation shall not stream to him anymore. Yes, the wall of Babylon shall fall.
这个神有办法让吞进去的再吐出来了。
God has a way to make that which was swallowed be vomited out.
这个，如果你是一条大鱼啊
，If you were this great fish,
那反正你平常也在吃一些有的没有的嘛。
And normally you eat of this or that or whatever.
嘴巴一张开，神说去把它吃掉，吃了，哦，吃进来，delicious.
You open your mouth and swallow what God sent you, the catch of the day, and you say tasty.
怎么总是不消化呢
？But why is it that it is not digested?
成为一个重担了。
It becomes a burden.
这个有时候哦，看得到吃不到很麻烦。
It is quite a feeling to be able to see but not be able to eat.
这个是考验呢。
This is a test, a trial.
那个巴兰有一个国王跟他说：“你只要做主，你要什么通通给你。”
To Balaam came a king, who told him, "Curse the Israelites, and anything that you want shall be yours."
结果神说：“不可以。”
And God said, "No."
明明机会就来了，这个一。讲几句话，哇，金山银山都是我的。
But it is such a good opportunity. At the curse of a few words, now come mountains and piles of silver and gold.
晚上我再问问神啊。
Let me ask God again in the evening.
这个实在是哈，真的，有时候这个很难呢。
There are no words. It is quite hard sometimes.
那个摩西到那个迦南地的边缘，加里斯的门前。
When Moses came to Kadesh at the border of the land of Canaan.
神说你只可以看一看呐。
God said you are only allowed to see the land.
那是牛奶隐秘之地耶。
This is a land flowing with milk and honey.
也许摩西一直想要进去，就是看得到进不去。
Moses desired and truly wanted to enter, but he could only see, not enter the land.
有时候我们人生当中哦，有一些感觉就是煮熟的鸭子飞了。
And sometimes we feel that the birds that we had in our hand just fled away.
那个上钓的鱼哦，本来就是在 rain 哇，大鱼，哎，怎么拉上来？哎，怎么不见了
？It is as if catching a big fish, pulling on the line, trying to get the fish on board. But when the line is finally pulled, there is nothing there.
不见了就算了。
If it's gone, that's okay.
那个哦，其实越南的情形更像那个狗哈、哦，我们在试炼那个狗那个样子啊。
But your situation is more similar to training a dog.
你拿一个 biscuit 在狗面前。
If you put a biscuit right in front of the dog.
那跟他说 no.
And tell him no.
那他就一直看。
Then it looks at the biscuit.
那就看看你什么时候说 yes.
And then it turns out you waiting for that yes.
那你就一直不说 yes.
And you don't say yes.
那你就看到开始流口水。
So you see that it starts to drool.
然后就看看你。
And then it looks back at you.
你让他看三天三夜怎么样？
See what happens if you let the dog do this for 3 days and
3 nights. 那很难过的。
It is such a suffering.
这个鱼啊，就是吞得下，吃不下。
So the fish was able to swallow, but not to eat Jonah.
神啊，常常给我们三天的考验。
God oftentimes tests us for 3 days.
可是明明你就不知道那是三天，你不知道就是。反正你也不晓得什么时候才是那个 eternal 的尽头，你不知道。
But the problem is that we don't know how long it is. We know the sun is 3 days. We don't know where the end of the tunnel is.
我们来看使徒行传的九章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 9.
九章的八节到九节。
Chapter 9 verses 8 and 9.
九章八节到九节。
Chapter 9 verses 8 and 9.
扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛，竟不能看见什么。有人拉着他的手领他进大马舍第九节 3 days不能看见也不能吃也不吃也不喝请读第九节
9 and he was 3 days without sight and neither ate nor drank
扫罗已经知道主耶稣是神了
Saul knew now that the Lord Jesus Christ was God
他问耶稣说我要做什么主耶稣也好像跟他讲了
when Jesus said I am going to do this it's as if he was speaking
to him 可是一样瞎眼啊
But still he was blind.
他怎么知道第三天会这个这个后来他眼睛会打开呢？
How would he know that later on his eye would be opened again?
他这边说三日不能见，所以第三天他也打开嘛，对不对？
So the third day it means from verse 9 that he was able to see again.
如果你从小出生就瞎眼哦，可能会习惯。
If you were born blind, maybe you would have gotten used to it.
如果你一直都可以看见这个世界何等的美丽。
However, if every day you can see the beauties and wonders of this world,
你突然瞎眼了。
And all of a sudden you become blind.
你也不知道什么时候会好。
And you don't know when you will be healed.
这里不吃不喝，应该是禁食，但是他也没有讲是禁食。
He says I neither ate or drank. We don't know if he purposely
fasted. 应该是禁食祷告，是禁食了，但是不晓得有没有祷告。我想应该是有祷告。
What that means he fasted. We don't know if he prayed. We assume that he did.
那但是我在想。那个当中不晓得有没有一点点苦恼在里面。
But I think whether there was some torment or struggle within him in these 3 days.
真的，这个是不容易耶。
It is actually a very tough situation.
人世间哦，神有时候给我们开这种玩笑。
In this world, God sometimes gives us these pranks.
让，比如说你还没有结婚。
For example, if you are not married yet.
那有一个小姐就被你吞到你心里面去了。
And there is a young lady that you have already swallowed into your heart.
怎么样，她就不愿意跟你在一起啊
？But no matter what happened, this is uncorresponded love.
落花有意，流水无情。落花有情，流水无意。不知道怎么说了。反正就是你喜欢，人家不喜欢了。
You can pour out your intentions, your feelings, your soul, your spirit, whatever you want, but she doesn't. Look at you at the single least.
神刚好安排这个机会让你们可以相遇。
Why is it that God places opportunity for you to meet each other?
让你喜欢他。
So that your heart was stirred and moved.
让他进到你心里面来。
So that she entered into your heart.
但是你就是吃不掉。
But now you cannot eat.
那就没有办法接受你。
She cannot accept you as you are.
这个很难过的考验呢。
This is such a hard feeling, a hard test.
3 days的等候常常是非常辛苦的，因为你不晓得三天呐。
Normally speaking, a wait of 3 days is painful because we do not know that the duration is 3 days.
我们看约伯他怎么他在等候当中的感受。
Let us see what Job felt in his waiting.
约伯记六章的十一节到十三节。
Job chapter 6 verses 11 to 13.
约伯记六章的十一节到十三节。
Job chapter 6 verses 11 to 14.
六章
chapter
6
verse 11。
我有什么力气使我等候？我有什么结局使我忍耐？我的力气只是石头的力气，我的肉身岂是铜的呢？在我岂不是毫无帮助吗？智慧岂不是从我心中赶出尽尽吗？请读11节、12节。
11 and 12. What strength do I have that I should hope? And what is my end that should prolong my life? 12. Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh bronze?
我们来读30章的26节。
Let us turn to chapter 30, verse 26.
30章26节。
Chapter 30, verse 26.
30章26节。我仰望得好处，灾祸就到了。我等待光明，黑暗便来了。
But when I looked for good, evil came to me. And when I waited for light, then came darkness.
等待真的非常的辛苦。
Waiting is quite a suffering.
有机会你自己看看大卫的等待，诗篇69篇，他在描写他那个等待的辛苦。
If you have the opportunity, look at Psalm 69 and see David's suffering is awaiting.
我自己生命当中，我觉得比较最辛苦的等待，就是等待那个绿卡。
In my life, the most arduous waiting that I went through is waiting for a green card.
我那时候读到诗篇啊，箴言一句话，我非常感触很深。
At that time, I came across a verse in Proverbs that really touched me.
箴言的12:12这样讲。
Proverbs chapter 13 verse 12 says,
所盼望的迟延不得，令人心忧了。
When something is hoped for and does not come, cause sorrows in the heart.
所愿意的临到，却是生命树。
What is hoped for?When it comes, it gives life as a tree.
但是我们看到古代的人，他们等候有一个很重要的道理。
But in the past, when we see the saints of old await, there is always a common principle.
后来他们不是等候事情本身呐。
Later on, they were not waiting on anything in particular.
或是人本身呐。
Or anyone in particular.
他们到最后都是等候神。
Rather, they waited on God.
因为我们的帮助是从神而来的。
For our help comes from God.
等候神的不会羞愧。
Those who wait on Him shall not be put to shame.
所以诗人说，我要等候神，当壮胆要坚固我的心。
Therefore, the psalmist says, I shall wait on God, who strengthened my soul.
我再说，我要等候神。
Again, I say, I will wait on the Lord.
终于神的这个命令来了。
Okay, so now comes the Lord's command.
可以吐掉，可以吐掉。
Now you can vomit it, vomit it out.
吐到哪里去呢？
Vomit it where?
神怎么跟他说的？
What did God say to the
fish? 第二章的第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
二章十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
神吩咐鱼，鱼就把约拿吐到旱地上。
So the Lord spoke to the fish and it vomited Jonah onto dry land.
这个旱地跟鱼是两个完全不同的概念呢。
The concept of dry land and a fish are mutually exclusive.
我说神啊，你不要开玩笑，你让我吐在水中就好了，好不好
？The fish replied, "Are you kidding me?"
如果我是鱼啦
，If I were the fish, I would say, "Are you kidding me? I live in water. You want me to spit him to dry land?"
那个，如果但是神可能会想说，你把他吐在水中，他三天三夜不吃不喝，他根本没办法游泳。你把他吐在水中哦，我看。一吐出来，他大概就淹死了。
But maybe God thought if Jonah spit into the water, having not eaten anything for 3 days and 3 nights, he might drown because he has no strength to swim.
那投在岸上，你有没有听看过那个人家救那个海豚的，或是鲸鱼的？就是那个海豚、鲸鱼不晓得怎么样就被冲上来了，然后呢，人呢要为了九牛二虎之力把他嘴巴拉拉拉拉拉到海里面去。
Sometimes you will see beach whales or beach dolphins. People will come to the rescue. Maybe now they might rescue a beach Jonah.
所以这个也是勇敢的一个操练呢。
This is a training for bravery.
吐岸上。
Spit it onto dry land.
神啊，除非那个 drop 非常 deep 好不好？要不然，即使那个 drop 很 deep， 那个如果是浅滩，哦，这个太危险了吧。
If the drop is deep and it's a steep shore, it is easy. But if it's a gradual incline, this is a danger for the great fish.
这个对他，我想也是不容易啊。
And I think that to the great fish, this was not an easy mission.
而且，尤其当你当一个东西在你里面三天要吐出来，这个也不容易啊。
Especially, let us consider that Jonah was in the fish for 3 days. Now he has to come all the way back up. This is hard.
请问吞容易还是吐容易
？Is it easier to swallow or to vomit?
进容易还是出容易
？It is easier to enter or to exit.
拿容易还是放下容易
？Is it easier to take up or to let go?
啊，真的不简单呢。
It is not an easy thing to think about.
要 let go gracefully 更不简单呢。你要很大方的让他走，真的不简单呢。
Even harder to let go in a graceful manner.
你喜欢上一个女孩。
If you like a certain girl,
她也许在你心中一直存着。
And maybe she was in your heart for a long time.
也许她很暧昧。
Maybe she is very enchanting.
到最后要没有结果，你怎么吐
？But if in the end it comes to nothing, how do you spit it all out?
外邦人怎么吐，你知道吗
？Do you know what the Gentiles do?
好，你这么。你这样子哈，我就把我们以前在一起的所有的 video tape 通通 po 到网络上面去。
If this is what you do, then I shall post all the things we did on the internet.
啊，这个也是吐啊，但是吐的心不甘情不愿。
This is spitting, but very unwillingly and not gracefully at all.
人世间呢，有时候有些事情真的是不容易的操练。
In this world, we have human interactions that make us scratch our heads.
有时候我们真的要 let go。
Sometimes truly let us let go.
我们要让他走。
Let it go.
你像那个浪子想要离开爸爸的身边。
When the prodigal son wanted to leave his father,
你说他怎么办
？What would you say the father to do?
他再把他留着吗
？Would he force him to remain?
有时候真的要 let go.
Sometimes truly we have to let go.
养孩子也是这样，真的有时候像放风筝呢。
The same thing applies to the upbringing of our children. Sometimes they behave like kites.
有时候要拉得紧，有时候要放得松。
Sometimes the string needs to be pulled tight. Sometimes needs to remain loose.
这是神给人的极大的智慧。
This is the wisdom we need to acquire from God.
但是如果要走，我们让他走的啊，就是大方，我们要大方的让他走了。
But if we need to let go, we need to do so willingly and dutifully and gracefully.
我们就看着鸽子跟大。
This is how we look at the dove and the great fish.
我们一起来默祷。
Let us pray in silence.